today we're going to discuss. We've discussed for the last couple of shurim about the concept of shvanoch shvanoch and the five rules, and we discussed particularly the third rule, which is tenua gedoyla gimel tenua gedoyla after a tenua gedoyla. So we mentioned different examples like ameru or v'siroi shechok, because according to that list which I gave you guys, you see the list of the five tenua gedoylas, and they go according to the words pisuchei chaysam achirik with the yod pisuchei chaysam. Okay, so that was the rule. After tenua gedoyla will be a shvanah, meaning you read the shva with connected to the next letter, right? Everybody's got that clear. Okay, now today I want to discuss a vav at the beginning of the word, because there's been a lot over the last couple hundred years, there's been a discussion, and there people have a lot of misunderstandings of this. So I just want to clarify a little detail, because as you, if you guys actually look that list I gave you and you start paying attention, you're going to ask me a question: how come the art scroll has a certain thing symbolized as a shvanach, and it's according to what I taught it should be a shvanach? So I just want to very quickly, there's something called a vav at the beginning of a word called a vav achibur. Vav achibur means a vav, which is practically in English we say the word and, right? Did something and something. For example, the word v'halachta means and you shall, or whatever, right? Sometimes that vav achibur is written with a u sound, as we have the word umeis. Now, why that is, I'm not going to get involved with, and I don't know if that interests you right now, but it's not relevant to our topic now. But sometimes you have the vav at the beginning with the dot in it, which is as if it's written with a aleph before. Right? Of course, we don't have the aleph there, but it's as if it's called a stolen aleph. I once mentioned something called Oishas Genuva. It's a stolen letter, so to speak, disappeared letters. So that really, it's as if this is a masorah for thousands of years, whatever. That's what the Rishonim write. That's a masorah for 1,000 years. And you read it as if the word Umeis is written as if there's an aleph before you read Umeis. Right? Everybody knows that. No one's ever actually seen anybody talk about it. But that, you guys all know that. When you have a love in the beginning, it's written U. Now, according to the list I gave you guys, there's one, and the word Pisu Chei Chaisam, they have the U sound, which is a vav with a dot. So lo and behold, then, in Kriyishma, we have a lot of words. Take, for example, Uv Lechtecha or Uv Chol. There's lots and lots of words that the word starts with an U at the beginning with a Shva following it. Now, according to what I've taught you all, since we know that after Tenua Gedoyla is a Shva Na, and the Vav, what's called a Shuruk, is in the Pisuche Choysom list, so therefore an U sound is a Tenua Gedoyla. So if you ever have an U in the middle of a word with a Shva afterwards, you will read it as a Shva Na. U something, right? That clear what I said? So then you'll ask me, so that would mean that technically this word should be read u v'lechtecha, because u is a tenua gedoyla. You read then u v'lechtecha. However, there are those that say that for a different reason. It's a very, very technical reason why it's not this way. The rule is, however, that's what I just want to clarify. I'm not going to explain why. I'm just going to tell you as a fact. When you have an u at the beginning of a word, it is not considered a tenua gedoyla. Like I said, why, we're not going to discuss. You'll have to trust me on this. You can read the book. I mean, you got a long stuff on it. It's very complicated. The fact is that the u at the beginning of the word has a din of a tenua ketana. Therefore, in all the words in Kriya Shema, for example, uv chol, uv shachbecha, uv lechtecha, uk shartam, there's plenty of them in Kriya Shema, all those words will be read as a tenua ketana, meaning a shva noch. Uv lechtecha. So the correct way of reading it would be uv lechtecha. Uv chol would be read uv chol. Wouldn't be uv vechol, but rather uv chol. Okay, got it? This is Sfardim and Ashkenazim. Everybody holds like this. There's no discussion about this. There are people that discuss this. The person who changed it, who wanted to try to change with Ashkenazi, and he was wrong. There were a lot of problems with the person and things he was machadish. Doesn't matter. The point is, that's the rule. Okay, so far so good? Everybody got that? Okay, now, I just want to say, however, just to finish off a detail, that was regarding the U sound as being a Tenua Gedoyla. But we do have words that have two similar letters, the first being a shva, meaning take the word ulalame, uvevai, or the uvevaya in Megillah Esther. You have those words where, according to the rule I just said now, that would be a shva noch, right? Because the u at the beginning is a tenua ketana, and therefore bring ulalame. However, if you guys remember rule number 5, when you have two similar letters, right? Two similar letters, and the first one is a shva, you would like the word hinani, you read the first as a shva na. So therefore, even though we read uv lechtecha, uv chal, but we have not too many, but there are a few examples where you have two of the same letters in the beginning, and therefore it will be a shva na, not because it's a tenua gedoyla, but because you have two similar letters. So the word is not ul lameid, but rather ul lameid, uv vay moshe, etc., and not because it's a tenua gedoyla, but because it's two similar letters. And thank you for listening.